There is a machlokes de Machaber and Rama regarding the institution of Sei Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach, the night of Pesach. All agree that in the Haggadah we say Hallel. In fact, we split up the Hallel. There's no bracha. So that's we're in agreement with Zman Hazeh that we say Hallel without a bracha. We split it up. However, there's a machokas machabah ramah, which could be a machokas Yerushalmi and Bavli, on whether one additionally says Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach. And if you say Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach, you say it with a bracha. So the machabah writes to say Hallel in Shul both days of Yantav and Chutz Laaretz with a bracha b'ne'ima. And the Rama says, "Va'anu ein nohagin kain. Our custom is not to." So the Vilna Gaon, who actually himself believed in saying Hallel Leil Pesach, we'll come back to, but in explaining the Shitas HaRama, what's the machlokas the machaber Rama? Clearly, the machlokas seems to be whether is Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach a new takana, or was it like for the Eino Baki, like we have by Chazaras Hashatz, that people didn't know how to read, so we let them daven. So we did Chazaras Hashatz. So two years it was instituted. That's what the Rav Yor writes, and others that it wasn't just Hallel, but even the Ho Haggadah was instituted for the Eino Baki. And then the Tzivdis points out, if it's instituted for the Eino Baki, so why don't we still do it like we do Chazaras Hashatz? Because that's Chazaras Hashatz is Tfilah is the Makom Beis HaKnesses. The Haggadah has nothing to do with the Shul. It was just for people to make up. So even though the Gra himself said Hallel, he was explaining it's a machokas machab rama, but it says Ashir Yochem Leil is Chadish Chag. So is that this one takana in the Haggadah, or is it a separate takana? Then we'll see them. In fact, so it seems to be black and white. A machokas machaber svad with Svardim, yes, Ashkenaz, no, yet we find many Ashkenazic, many shuls who had Nusach Ashkenaz who do say Hallel. So that's for a different reason. No one Rav Salavechik, as we'll see, following Rav Chaim Shita and who followed the Grush Shita, that they did say Hallel in Shul. So the Rav used to say, Rav Shechter says, there's different situations. The Rav Salavechik knew because Rav Salavechik had a battle apparently in Boston about Birkas Kohanim when Yentif falls out on Shabbos. So I guess there was a meaning where they didn't say it. And he felt strongly about saying it. So as it goes, he did it. And after Yentif, he was fired. So he likes to say he won the battle, but lost the war. He won the battle, he got to say Birkas Kohanim, but he lost the war, he lost his job. So he used to be very careful. He used to tell the Rabbanim, if you could, not by Birkas Kohanim, maybe by that he said it also, but by Hallel, if you could get it, even if there was no minhag, he felt that was the halacha, you should do it. So he says, if you could change the minhag in Yeshua without getting fired, without a machokas, and do it, if not, whatever, it's not worth losing your job over. But he felt, so therefore there are many, because many of the young Israel shuls are Ashkenaz, the Talmidim of the Rav Salavechik, so therefore they instituted saying Hallel with the bracha. So I know when I was growing up in Brooklyn, I know that the rabbi we had was a Talmid of Rav Salavechik, and I guess at one point he instituted saying, generally we didn't say it, but then he he instituted saying Hallel and Shul Friday night. At least he said it. So the bottom line is, the Mechaber says no, the Rama says, the Mechaber says yes, the Rama says no. So what's the pshat? So the Gra has his own reason, the Briskas have their own. So the Gra sheet is, I think he has it by Hilchas Chanukah, because he has a klal, he says, when we have a mitzvah for Shumei Nisa B'yachid, so we try to do it B'tzibur. That's how he explains, how can we go ahead and make a bracha in Shul? Because since once they moved the Ner Chanukah back to the inside of your home, so you're doing Pursumei Nisa for your home, so we need a Pursumei Nisa B'rabim. So he says that was the institution. So too here, it was saying the Haggadah, the Pursumei Nisa, Hallel and the Haggadah at your home, so we need a Pursumei Nisa B'rabim, hence the institution of Hallel El Pesach and Shul. The Briskers have a different Mahalach, based on a Rav Haigon, the Ran, that there's two types of Hallel. There's Hallel B'Torah Kriya, Hallel B'Torah Shira. The Hallel B'Torah Kriya, that's the Yantiv. Like any Yantiv, you have to say Hallel, even though why at night? Because it's a special Pasuk. There's one night a year where you have to say Hallel. So the Briskers say, so the Hallel and Shul with the Brach is the Hallel for the Yantiv, and the Hallel B'Shas Neis is the one during the Haggadah. And that's why the Briskers say it in Shul with the bracha. And that was the Minig Rav Chaim in Brisk used to do it, like the Gra, that he didn't say Hallel. However, interesting, they say over his son, the Brisk Rav, Rav Velvel, was against it. He didn't say Hallel in Shul. In fact, they say, I said, what about Hashir Lechem Chilel is Chadish Chag? He said, yeah. But you could knock them both off. When you say Hallel in the Haggadah, yeah, it has a dual purpose. Hallel shall Kriya and Hallel shall Nes. There's a Maisa where the Briska Rav used to storm out during Hallel and Shul. He used to go out with Rav Simcha Zelig. He was the posek in Vilna. Actually, I know Rav Chaim asked him all the Shilas. Maybe he didn't ask him this. I'm not sure if Rav Simcha Zelig wasn't saying Hallel, the Briska Rav pulled him out. They used to discuss, should one say Hallel and Shul with the bracha, and then they came back afterward. So the Briska Rav himself did not do it. I'm not sure what the Briska Rav must. I wonder what the Minig and Brisk and Yushalayim is. Rav Elbo's kids, what they do there, because Rav Elbo didn't say it, but Rav Chaim did say it. And so apparently Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said it, and Rav Soloveitchik felt as well to say it. So he didn't say it either. And interesting, the Vilna Gaon did say it. But interesting, in Vilna, they didn't say it. He wasn't the Rav in Vilna, the Gra. In fact, there's a famous Maisa, they say, the Hasidim say over, with the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya. He showed up, no one knew who he was, he showed up in Vilna, and I guess he was traveling, they ended up in Vilna, we had Pesach. So he came to Shul, like no one, with a couple of his Hasidim, and even in Vilna they didn't listen to the Gra, they didn't say Hallel. And then apparently he said it, and I guess the Fkabai found out the next morning, and he was steaming. He went over to the Baal HaTanya and said, what are you doing? It's not our minig here. So the Baal HaTanya, apologized. And he said, how could you go? So the guy said, how could you go against the minig of the Rama? The Rama says, ain't I don't know again came. So the Lubavitcher used to say, yeah, were you there? Do you know how, when the Rama said that, you know what he meant? It wasn't like he's saying it's a good thing. He was bemoaning the fact, unfortunately, ain't I no nogin kain, and therefore we don't do it. But he really was pro. So either way, it comes down to, since the Yamachokas Yerushalmi Bavli, the Bavli doesn't mention anything about doing it in Shul, the Leil Pesach, the Yerushalmi does, and depending how you learn Yerushalmi, B'Torahs, B'Kiyim, like the Vilna Gaon and the Nitziv, or he's doing Katzindu Takana. So it comes out the straight minhag Ramah is not to do it. The many minhag Ashkenaz shows do it because Rav Chaim did it, the Vilna Gaon did it, the Chassidim do it. So therefore, most of the shuls, many shuls do it now than the before, because you have many Bali Tshuva. So basically, only the straight minhag Ashkenaz. It's kind of like tefillin on Chol Hamoed. But interesting. We see that people have a love for Hallel, because when it came to Hallel, El Pesach, so like Tefillin on Chol Hamoed, so it's a separate shiur, but it's also Mechaber Ramah, and then many, the briskers, Chassidim, they don't put on Tefillin. So we understand why most people stop putting on Tefillin on Chol Hamoed, because it's always easier not to put on Tefillin to put on. But by Hallel, interesting, it looks like everyone loves a good Hallel, because even though you're a Muslim, it's not true, yet based on sources, Yerushalmi, so it depends the minhag of Yeshua, and it could be, for sure, if you're Sephardi, Chassidish, Brisker, you're not going to say it, but in the minhag Ashkenaz shuls, that would depend on the Morud Astra, whatever the tradition of Yeshua was, whether one's going to say Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul with a bracha. And of course, that was a shaila last year, maybe for this year, in Corona, that people, like, the shuls were closed, so you're only davening at home. So that was a discussion then. Should you say Hallel, let's see, you know, before the Haggadah? If I'm davening home alone, And tonight as well, at least maybe like you have a tzibur davening, but do you say how with a bracha or not? So I guess so. I think yesh v'yesh. Some maybe said it without a bracha. In fact, that's what some recommend. I think the Chazon Ish. If you're in shul with a saying it, you can just answer amen to someone else's bracha, and then you can say the halal. So those are the different minhagim, and whether one says halal, well, Pesach in shul. And a further debate, if you in the camp that does, what about if you're home? Would you say, is it dafka din b'beisach nesis b'tzibur? Like according to the Gra, it would come out that maybe you wouldn't need it. Or no, it's just a takana, and therefore, asher lechem chelos chadash chag, you need two different halos, b'toris kriya, b'toris shira, and you would say, how well, with the bracha at home as well.